Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 125. My name is Joe.
I'm Chad.
I'm Dan.
And I'm TJ.
Okay, well, today on the show, end of the year, so we're going to do our annual All Range Mode Awards.
Yay! Yeah.
Bit of a year in review, a bit of randomness.
Pretty cool. We did our, to
we
recap.
We our own topics, right? Or something?
I don't know. Sort of. We did the game of the year last episode. Actually, Dan, I can let you know, game of the year was technically Metal Gear Solid 5.
How did that win?
Well, because we all had our own winner.
So we each had that?
I was second, you were first for that.
Well, hold on, wait a minute.
You had Battlefront.
Battlefront, Ori, Metal Gear Solid, and Fallout.
So how did
were
that
our top five. So we all had our own, picks for the game of the year. And then and then we just took all of our picks and put them on Metacritic, and the highest rated game was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Heap.
So that's kind of the game of the year. Popularity wise, All Range Mode's top game was Fallout 4. Yeah. It was the only game on all of our lists.
Yeah, right.
So those are the game of the year that we talked about last week. And now we're just going to do wide open all range mode awards.
All topics, whatever.
All topics, whatever.
Anything that ever affected us this year.
So I got a list of 20 awards here, and there's four of us. So I'm just going to pick five randomly. We're going to go through them and decide a winner. And then you know what? TJ, you're up next. I'm going to pass it to you so you can host for the next five.
Sure.
The
next
key,
five?
The cool about being host is you get to actually decide which one wins.
But there's only... Okay, there's 20.
There's 20. Dan brought his own list, which we'll get to a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confused. I didn't know what
to do. We might not have multiple votes for every category, though.
It's fine. We don't need to overthink it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, well, I am just going to go randomly. Let's go... Best watch. So, any...
You should let us pick the number, because then it's random.
All right, go ahead, TJ. Pick a number.
No, go ahead.
Between 1
you
and 20.
You already did that one, so go.
Go ahead.
All right. Best watch?
Best watch. Nominees so far, Fargo Season 2.
No, let's just go around.
I'm about to. Nominees so far.
I would need to think about all of these. Like, they're pretty crazy topics.
Well, so far, Fargo Season 2, Alone, and Master of None are some of the ones that we have on the
list. Forgot about Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know
it was a big year for Alone.
Getting dropped off that list.
Well, Master of None was really bad. And
I also watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I'm in between.
Is that Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
Master of Nape.
Okay. Master of Nape.
Well, let's
so
be
Fargo
honest.
Wins for me.
Is anything else going to beat Fargo? I mean, we had the final season of Watch Mad Men.
Alone was fucking incredible. I didn't see Watch Mad Men. Why did I do the same?
Watch Mad Men. I don't know why you did the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, same
you're,
exact mistake.
You're just making fun of him, right?
Watch Mad Men.
Totally.
Watch Mad Men. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there was also True Detective Season 2.
Which I didn't watch.
That's going to come up a little bit later.
This is the gayest show of all time.
All right. Fargo Season 2 wins Best Watch, movie or TV.
Everybody should watch it. It's so dope.
Probably.
We should mention Star Wars is not on this list because we haven't seen it yet. Stay tuned next week for our full review of that. But let's go Fargo Season 2. Best thing to watch from 2015.
What?
Okay.
Best new thing?
Best thing to watch. Who cares? New
when
thing.
When was this?
That's solid.
Where was this at? What's
what
it called?
Mean? Best Watch.
Best Watch.
Yeah, okay. This is why I asked you earlier. Do you have any other fucking...
Yeah. Hold on. What the fuck did you just say? What was the first one?
Fargo Season 2, Alone and Master
no, what,
of None.
What was the category?
Best Watch.
Okay, no, that's it. Yeah, Fargo.
Fargo, boom.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, like, all right, now Best Watch. I was like, wait, didn't we just do that? Never mind.
I haven't seen Fargo Season 2, but I started one.
The whole time, Dan's so like, why didn't you guys say Fargo? I'm like, we've been talking about it. He's only watching Season 1, by the way.
What do you mean?
He's trying to ask me about episodes. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's no way that 2 is that much better than 1.
It's the best show ever.
You're ruining it. You guys are already ruining it.
No.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You know why I thought 1 was incredible? Because I had no idea, like, Billy Bob Thornton was in it, and he's amazing as a villain. Like
Billy Bob's a penis compared to everyone.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, I said, okay, I hold Fargo Season 1 right there with True Detective Season 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Season 2 is so much better than Fargo Season 1.
It's better. So dude! It's better.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You're setting him up for failure.
You're
no,
in such
I'm
a
not.
Good fucking spot where you can just
kill it.
Get it
because you know what?
And
he's probably not going to watch it for another like year and a half.
Fargo? No, he'll watch it. I'm on Fargo now.
Next week.
I've been watching at least one episode a night.
When you're finished most one, of the time, season two will be finished, and then you can swallow it up.
Fargo season two, I'm like overjoyed every time. And it's like, each episode is like a new experience, but it's also one, part of one huge story. Like,
you know why
they do different like things it? With the narrative every episode?
The reason I wasn't into the idea of Fargo is because you hyped up that movie quite a bit because it was whoever the fuck did it, the Wachowskis.
The movie is the
worst. I didn't hype it up because it's a Coen brothers movie.
Yeah. Well, Wachowskis. No, you. Yeah. The Wachowski Coens. No, I remember everyone saying Fargo the movie's good, and I watched it, and I thought there were some funny parts of it. It was dark in certain points, but it wasn't that gripping.
All right, we're not here to talk about Fargo.
This is better than the movie.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's a TV show. You get more from each character. There's more time for character.
The acting is better.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. There's more, that's for sure.
Lester Nygaard.
William H. Macy is awesome.
Freeman?
So is fucking...
Martin Freeman.
Lester Nygaard? Steve Buscemi.
He makes that phone call after he kills his wife.
All right. Moving on.
Amazing.
He runs in
the Dan, pick a number between 1 and 20.
17.
17. Worst recommendation. Why did I have that on there?
That was 18. Oh, I know.
That was me.
The only thing I have written down is Ground Zeroes, but I don't even really know if that was this year.
My worst,
and I don't think anyone even recommended that to me.
Is Jib Watch of whatever that bad movie was with The Rock.
San Andreas. Yeah.
That is also my worst watch. Yeah. It was more of a joke than anything.
Saw that coming.
You know what? So, in all fairness, honest to God, I had a great night that night. It was
fun. Okay. Yeah, well, so was it the worst recommendation?
Yeah.
You had a great night.
If I wasn't jibbed and I watched that movie, I would have been angry.
Did I say, make sure you're sober as a fucking rock and then turn on The Rock?
Did you say you make sure you're as jibbed as possible?
Yes.
No one's taking this seriously. Come on.
TJ wasn't jibbed. Yeah, did you have a great night that night?
I did.
TJ's the optimist, though.
Hanging with buddies, though.
No.
I wouldn't have put it on my list if I didn't have a good time.
It was jokes, but
because then it would just be offensive.
I'm not putting that. I get to decide final because I'm hosting. There's no other bad recommendation?
I don't know who put.
What about your
Master of None?
Yeah, your Packy Dad.
Oh, sorry. Master of None.
It's always loose for you.
Yeah, that was a.
Master of None.
I think you said that and it was really.
Just say Ori and the Blind Forest and win.
I haven't played that yet.
I know, but.
TJ, TJ's hating on
everybody. We didn't say this was fair. No, I don't
hate
it. I'm just kidding.
Chad.
That's not shit, though.
Number one between. Okay, so Master of None won worst recommendation, which is a tragedy. Show's funny. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
Best recommendation, number 7?
Seven? All right, yeah. Best recommendation.
I put Bloodline. I don't know who anybody...
Ooh, I recommended that.
You recommended it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I also said it was very good.
I seem to remember Kyle. I think everybody watched it at the same time.
Kyle's never watched
it. I might have recommended it to Kyle. I jumped on that right away.
You did.
You were ahead of that, yeah.
You said it's good.
I remember turning on Netflix. I had just gotten Netflix. That was like the first thing I got. I was like, oh, Netflix is fucking pretty sweet.
Was Bloodline in 4K? Bloodline.
It is. I didn't see it then because I just subscribed to that recently.
My recommendation was weed. I mean, I started smoking last year. I don't know if it was at the end of the year, too.
But it's still good, man.
It was pretty good. I'm having a really good time.
Yeah.
But we'll say.
I remember it was last year or this year.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was. It was right before my birthday, but that gives me January and half of February of 2015 that it could have been.
My recommendation is Fargo. You guys have been recommending it for probably 2 years.
Dan, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'll say Bloodline. That's a good one.
Sure.
Bloodline was so good.
Yeah, Fargo can't sweep every category. Bloodline. Best game of the year, Fargo.
A Fargo game would be amazing. Branching storylines.
Telltale?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck Telltale, man. Somebody else can do it, too. Like, with somebody actual better? good goal play. Good gameplay.
Goal.
13.
I got two more. 13.
I'm picking it.
Worst hour of 2015.
Oh, I'd like to hear your choices for this, because I have no idea.
Mine's easy, when Doug lost my booze in the caves. It was awful.
You went dark, my friend.
Yeah.
You were mad.
I was, buddy, it was like the fucking, there was so many things that led to that moment of me losing the booze. And, like, it was just, like, the straw that broke the camel's back, and I was done. And I swear to God, for the rest of that night, I was done. That was it for my party.
Yeah, you were pissed. I remember seeing you afterwards, like, where were you, man? We were just having so much fun. And you were fucking
best
furious.
Our worst hour?
I should clarify that we're spelunking through caves, and Doug fucking...
Dropping into the abyss. Remember Doug's...
His description of that event?
Description of it falling into the abyss.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, he dropped it. It fell one, like, rock down. Oh, like I don't want to go feet, down
all
there.
All you have to do is just grab it.
Yeah. I didn't hear his description.
We were. He said that he heard... It was terrifying yeah. when he was describing it.
Like, it fell, hit a rock, like... And then you hear a silence, then... Tong. Tong.
Just...
Tong. Into the earth.
Wow.
And he's like, there was no getting it. And I felt a little bit better when he described it to me. He's like, Joe, I would not have just abandoned your booze like that. It was my booze. I had a fucking Gatorade bottle. And it was like, this is what I've got for the rest of this hike.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it just ran out.
Let's punch in Danny's real quick.
Yeah, what's your worst hour?
No, worst caves.
No, worst hour. Worst hour at 2:15.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's so bad.
That does sound bad.
Dan wins.
Dan's hour?
All right, okay, my worst hour is
my
probably...
My mom died.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I watched it.
Okay, that's...
That right. was easily the worst hour. I mean, that was the worst longer than an hour. That was like a worst...
No, you win.
Months. No, you're not writing that. No, it's like too dark. You gotta still be kind of funny.
Imagine our, like our list we posted on the internet. Like, oh, worst hour of 2015. Like, Dan's oh, actually mom. It was 60 minutes of torture that I watched my mother pass away.
Yeah, everything is games, movies, games. Dan watches mother die.
What?
Yeah, jeez. That's bad.
All right, so we'll stick to my booze drop then.
I got one.
All right, what is it? Let me have it.
I say it's the end. It's the last hour of every night we hang out. Is my worst hour. It's because I get fucking like if I'm jibbed is what's worst about it. Because
you sleep.
It's because I'm done hanging out. That's fuck. Everybody's still here.
And your whole house is full.
I'm just pissed off. I want to go to bed. I really want to go to bed.
That sucks.
I saw that the night we had the bonfire. Look at you when I was like,
"Yeah, that, I was."
Chad's not
it.
Having a good time. I'm. Like,
Do you think it's because of the mixing with booze?
No,
it's tired.
That night, a couple weeks ago, that night, the end of the night, it was just we were all jibbed, and it was just everybody trying to be funny. Everyone was trying to be...
Like, you even said yourself, you're like, I'm so tired of trying to be funny.
Yeah. Like, everyone was trying to outwit one another. We were all talking over each other, and it was just exhausting. I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. I'm done.
Do you think that I can get away with saying, I'm never trying to be funny?
No.
Do you think that's possible?
No. We're all trying to be funny.
I don't know that I'm trying to be funny.
Fuck yeah, man. We're all talking over each other.
Am I trying?
Oh.
I
don't know that we try.
There are times where like
stuff pops in your
I'll
head.
I'll be
and
more outgoing than other times, but I don't think that I'm ever like, "Okay, I got jokes and I'm gonna say them." No, it's just like everything's quick.
I think
maybe okay, we were all being funny.
No,
is it like joke repeat?
It's yeah. no.
Get
it,
like
it's
the third and fourth round of repeating a joke.
I feel like when it hits me, it's like, "Oh, this is funny," and I gotta say it, and I just like. Like, just fucking yelling, like, hear me now. But
listen to me.
Yeah, and we were all doing that. It's the same mindset. You get something funny, and like, you need to say it.
I get like that sometimes. Like, yeah.
And by the end of the night, I was like, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm done. Please go.
There's times where I think Chad is being funny, and like, he doesn't stop. Like, it's just boom, 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 boom. He's being funny. And like, and
those
and
times
not,
where
it's
like,
it's
I'm
not all the time.
It. I know what's happening right
yeah,
now.
It's not all the time. So, like, there's times where you're stepping up and you're like entertaining.
I know when a joke, oh man, when you're jibbed and a joke falls flat, it hurts. It fucking hurts hard.
I've been like, no one will laugh and be like, I don't know. Anyways, and then dead silence, and it's just like, shit. I'm
and then you're thinking about
so
it for a
and
long
then everyone
time.
Laughs. That's what it is. Most of it's you just being paranoid.
Not even that. You get to, you hear, one of those happens, and you're like, I'm not stoned anymore. This is
yeah,
this
brought,
is so
right
cool. And then like 5 minutes later, you're just laughing at something again. You're like, oh no, it was just that weird, anxious.
I have so
minute.
Much sawdust in my ears.
I'm sticking to the booze drop
today. Yeah,
booze drop.
Okay, I got one more. I'm gonna pick
worst hour of every hangout.
It's the worst hour. Once a week, you have the worst hour of your life.
Okay, I'll say out of left field.
Ooh,
award.
All right.
The out of left field award was was TJ.
Yep.
To the biggest. And best surprise of the year.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Mandy saying, I'm pregnant.
That's pretty cool. Were you what? Surprised? Were
yeah.
You not, were you not trying?
Well, we were doing it without
fucking
rubbies.
Without rubbers?
Without rubbies.
Rubbies.
What is he saying?
Rubbing.
Is banging with no rubbers? Is that what
yeah.
the sand's supposed to
be? Yeah.
See, I'm not funny. I have to ask if it's funny.
Is that funny? No?
Yeah, that, and then, like, I don't know, it was just like, it could happen eventually, but then when I got home, I kind of knew about it. She was like, I don't have something to tell you. I was like, you're pregnant? She said, nice. Yeah, I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. Just and then I was like, I'm going to be fucking, I'm going to start reading books. I'm going to stop playing video games. I'm going to stop drinking.
That's crazy.
Like, 1 week of that, and then...
then you got fucked up with us on the weekend.
Yeah, start playing games. And, oh, who's good?
What was your...
I remember we got to your house, and you, like, poured whiskey for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we all had to do a shot of whiskey, yeah. And you announced to everybody that she was pregnant. Because, like, you were the outlier, I feel like. Doug had no plans to have children.
Yeah, and it was like...
But, boom, Dan's pregnant. Fucking Kyle's pregnant. And, and that weighed like on Chad, Mary,
didn't it, too? Like, she really...
Well, she's been wanting to get pregnant for a long fucking time.
Yeah, so when she hears all of your friends and her friends every, are getting pregnant, time, she's like, come on.
Every time there was an announcement, it was just like, fuck.
Kyle's was like, guys, fucked up. Like, no. not in, like, an emotional place, but, like, he's like, we can't get married now. Like,
I'll never next forget.
Year, like, I got to finish school.
Was
that
supposed
to
be 2015?
Yeah.
Kyle told me...
No, 2016.
Kyle told me fucking first.
Yeah, I know.
I was shocked. I'll never forget that.
Okay. What was the night?
Yeah, we were walking home.
It was... Oh, out of left field. I have The Martian, the movie. It was pretty good.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
What do you got, TJ?
actually, when I suggested the category, I didn't have anything in mind.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm going to choose Catastrophe, which is that show I recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I got to watch that. I got to watch that.
Amazon video pick, and it turned out to be great.
I heard they did two seasons in 1 year, or like two series in 1 year. Like, they're already on Series 2.
I should know.
Series 2, I think, is January.
Oh, really?
Maybe they filmed it all at once?
I know, grand surprise.
You know what? I think it's out already in the UK.
These keys possibly. Are yours, Dan. You own this house.
That was a surprise.
Fuck, I got a pool? I can run a pool?
Yeah. I don't know if that was a surprise.
Dan ran a fucking pool for an entire season without any hiccups.
Were we surprised?
I'm surprised. It's pretty neat.
It's not exactly hard.
I'm just gonna put. I'm just gonna put double childbirth. Double.
Not even. I threw pucks in like once a week.
Actually, it's a triple childbirth.
Then.
Yeah, but the pregnancy. The pregnancy would have been last year.
What?
The pregnancy would have been last year.
No. It was February.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, wow, you didn't have a baby until October.
All right, triple babies wins.
Oh
out
my
of,
god!
Out of
stinks.
Left field award. TJ, get up next.
Sweet. Give me a number.
5.
Are you crossing out the ones that...
I'm putting names down, yeah.
What? Number 5, best purchase.
Ooh, shit, I got one.
What are some on the list there?
I got one.
My truck, guns.
Oh, fuck! That would be the best purchase.
Those are really
if it was
good.
Here.
TJ's printer, that's on my list.
Oh, nice.
TJ's printer is
Dan's
crazy.
House.
Dan's house wins for me.
That's a good purchase.
It was a good purchase, but I have it in other places on the list.
Dan's house?
I have Dan's house in other places. Yeah,
he's like 6 categories.
Too. I do have.
So my truck is off the list because no one else cares about it. I think I'm pretty happy. With
it. I like it. Tell me.
I
out.
Do like it, but
tell me out a couple times. Difficult.
I'm still waiting for it to help me out. I've been asking. Well, I haven't.
It's helped me out by taking shit out of your backyard.
Yeah, I need to get that mattress and box spring.
I need a truck, man. I need a truck.
Dan, like, I got to get a mattress situation happening so I can call Joe for his truck.
No, I have it. The cats peed on it when we first moved in. I set up TJ's
Buddy,
bed in the basement.
Go grab it, throw her in the back.
That's what I said. And you're like, I can't do it right now. And I was like, oh, fuck, all right. And that was last time you were over. 6 years ago.
Buddy, I mean, you got a summer house.
I know I do.
That's what you got yourself into.
I know.
It's going to be tough driving out there in the cold.
That's all right. Chad's is in middle.
Can't ride our bikes. TJ's printer is pretty cool.
TJ's printer is fucking dope.
Yeah. I don't know how much you guys care for it.
Hey,
well,
I mean,
if you started
it.
Making things for everybody instead of
he
just
did.
Doug and Dan.
It's coming. It's all coming.
Whoever he's got for Christmas, he made something miraculous.
Miraculous. what do you got for best purchase?
Slave 1. Lego.
Mm. Wow, that is a good one. The guns were a lot of fun.
Fun build, and it's amazing. It looks amazing. Have you seen it completed?
My gun was awesome until Who Is He broke my scope, so and awesome. Now I can't aim properly.
I'll go...
Our gun...
I'll go guns, just because it's easy.
Is unfucking believable.
I think the guns have to win. We all got the most out of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to party again.
That rifle?
Not just that, like even the pistol, just shooting the can and stuff, making
yeah.
videos.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, guns, write it down.
All right.
Dodge this.
Videos guns.
Do you remember shooting the water? It just sounded like a gunshot just in the valley. Bah! Just so fucking loud.
Yeah, just like get down right to water level and then pull the trigger and like
skip
it just goes
the bullet off.
Like you can hear it.
Did
like,
anyone ever skip one of them?
No.
They don't skip.
It just...
It rated...
But it's really loud. Me. Pick another one, the TJ.
Me? All right.
TJ.
Why me? Which is worst trend of 2015.
Okay, so mine is the fact that retail game prices have gone up and digital prices followed. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
So that is a bad trend. If they're going to, like, if there's not going to be polarity between digital and retail fucking cost, that's fucking bullshit.
Actually,
that's bullshit.
No tax on digital.
No tax is the only thing.
I was shocked when they told me there was no tax.
That's huge.
What?
But that's
We paid what, 89 for.
Yeah, but fucking Activision doesn't give. Activision doesn't see a cent of that tax. It's like, I'm talking about, like,
those taxes still have to be paid.
I'm investing in a purchase model that saves you money on fucking disc printing, fucking stamping, distribution, like. Fucking market from retailers.
Well, you're telling me it costs nothing?
And it's like, and you're not gonna fucking cut me some slack by helping you out?
They can't.
It's free for them to put games on digital.
Oh yeah,
and they're still charging me $100. That's fucking bullshit. Worst trend of 2015.
That's a trend that's gonna continue for consoles.
And
it's
terrible.
They can't do it with consoles. Like, they can do it with PC because they don't rely on stores to sell the hardware.
Don't say they can't do it. They could do it. They could give me 20% off of all digital purchases.
They can't because if you undercut GameStop, like the number one place it's selling your console, if you undercut them on the game prices, they're not gonna stock your shit anymore.
They will.
I got a better one.
All right, go on.
Veganism.
It has nothing to do with this year. There's been vegans around forever.
Still, it's the one I hate most in 2015.
It is
really?
It is very annoying.
It's so gay. I don't give a fuck what you eat. You don't need to take a picture of your fucking asparagus every day. Good job. I don't care what you eat.
Do you unfollow people on Facebook?
No.
Always.
You should do that.
No, because then I feel like I'm missing out on stuff.
You feel like you're missing out.
Tim doesn't listen anyway. Maybe Fondo does. He'll get a laugh anyway. Oh, yeah. Ashley Ratzoy.
Oh, baby!
Dude, that chick, I can't... Like, it... I am infuriated when I read her stuff. Like, honest to God,
I love
me.
I love it.
It
I was
bugs me.
One of the best people to follow on Facebook this year.
I don't follow. I follow like five people.
She's so fucking bad. She's so bad at Facebook. It's unbelievable.
Actually, I saw Jeff Cernick at, I don't know if Snick or Cernick, but I saw him at the show we played.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're like one of the five people I follow on Facebook. He was like overjoyed. He's like, thank you so much. Like, I'm glad you're liking the shit.
Who's that?
He's a skater. He's the best skater in the city.
He's very good.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw him. He's like, I didn't know you played music.
Like, I know.
Who is he now?
I was like, yeah, I've been around. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I'm old. I do stuff.
I'm so old now. So,
I got one to throw in.
Sure.
Do it. As well.
Again, not super new, 2015, microtransactions.
I said that.
You did earlier, yeah.
But it's not a trend of 2015 per se. But
well, neither is vegan.
It's getting huge, though.
It is pretty
like,
dumb.
Big games.
It's prominent now, right? Like, it's in every game.
Yeah, it started on mobile games, and now it's like, yeah, any single game you can have small little.
So how? So
Battlefield had it.
The
Battlefield
difference between,
4 had it at launch 2 years ago.
The difference between microtransactions and DLC. DLC is a package
pay to win.
Okay,
Let me tell you something right now.
Gotcha.
I'll break it down. Some we all know. Battlefield, you know how you get gold battle packs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting it, yeah, you can buy them for $3. $2.99.
Same
for
thing
gold
with,
fucking
and it
battle
just
pack.
Ups your XP and shit?
It's the same as a gold battle pack. You open it up,
unlock
you might get
scope
a scope.
For a shotgun you've never used before.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have the fucking shotgun unlocked, but you've got a sweet scope for it if you figure it out. It's probably not even a sweet scope. It's just scope's probably shit. 25% XP.
It's
boost.
A fucking coyote red dot.
Yeah.
You have it for every other gun, but not this one gun.
Coyote
so I guess mine would be digital price model. Anyone?
I got one.
You
Skrillex
more?
Hair on girls.
I love.
So do I.
Yeah. Are you in that?
Oh,
no,
you guys
God,
don't.
Yeah.
You love to
yeah.
look at it.
No.
But if Emily, you came home and she had the side of her head shaved.
So
I've been trying to convince her for a year to do
look
that.
Look out! As really?
You're a good
buddy.
Ball.
No. When
I
girls
like,
are on, like
I
when they.
I want to be meaner to you than that.
Yeah, I love it. So that doesn't win.
I want to be meaner to you than that.
TJ, pick a winner for fuck's sake.
Oh, I got to pick.
Skrillex hair sucks.
Yeah, so
digital pricing model. Digital pricing
Skrillex
model.
Skrillex is bad, Skrillex
yeah.
hair is bad.
Yeah!
Yep.
Sure.
Have digital pricing model.
TJ, speed this shit up.
I'm sorry.
It's console, man. You can't do that. Oh, you can't do it.
Yeah,
I need a number.
It would be awesome if console had Steam sales. then I wouldn't feel so bad.
Because they do slightly like
no,
there's the week one of holiday
oh.
PS4.
Oh, so sick! I can buy
my legs are getting
Journey
cold.
For nine Let's move bucks. On. Best purchase of my life. It is not.
The game's fucking amazing.
TJ,
is there a word in it?
No.
Then I can't relate.
There's a fucking
you can pack you down in the sand.
Moving on.
Oh, it has the most beautiful game.
Hit me, somebody, or I'm gonna pick.
19.
I said 12 first.
Who is he? The worst. Who is he encountered?
Oh, easy,
Dan. I want to hear.
Dan's got it. Easy, Doug's bachelor party. Fucking.
I don't know. I don't know of any other
Hater?
Ones.
Yeah, remember my reaction?
Yeah.
You guys hated that.
Oh shit. There is a who is he coming here?
Yeah,
I like that Peter. Was. But that was crazy.
Yeah, Peter was a good guy.
We were alone in the wilderness.
Faced with the prospect.
We weren't told that there was another person coming until we were already there, set up, and stoned. And then it was thrown at us that he's coming.
You guys are going to want to get good and high because I got some news for you.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, Peter. I'm like, excuse me, what? Excuse me, what? There's a whizzy coming here? Like, that was the real reaction.
We were off the fucking grid, man. Like, we were, for the first time, probably in the last 2 years, all six of us? Is that how many
there
are?
Try Five. Again. That's a long
six.
Time.
Six of us.
It's been a long time since all of us were together.
Six. Well, my birthday.
Last 2 years.
That wasn't
2 weeks
that.
Ago.
No, I'm talking like an outing. Like, we were out of town. Like, I don't got to worry about work. I don't got to worry about Jess. I don't got to worry about babies. I don't worry about shit. That's it. We're going out. We're partying. And then some fucking random comes and breaks my scope on my gun that I just bought.
Okay. In retrospect, Peter wasn't that bad.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't that
but
bad.
But that was a huge thing. I remember being just as stressed out as everybody else. Like,
that was
easily.
Like,
oh my God, someone I don't know is going to see me fucking stoned right now. Like, I was just dead.
That's what it was.
Concerned.
It was 5 p.m. We just got all our tents set up. Like,
no,
both,
we were on like a party high at that point.
No, yeah,
we
both in. No, we weren't.
Oh.
Both campsites were going, and we were all drinking booze and like hanging out. I think we probably passed
I felt like
each other
I was just about to unwind. I just sat down.
You,
I'm like,
yeah, exactly. You just got your tent. You started walking over.
Yeah.
I sat down. You sat chair. Down. We were in the middle of a conversation like, oh, maybe you should just text him like, just, oh, don't bother coming.
Do you
you're
remember
only
going
to be here for like 15 minutes, and then you're going to have to go home.
Do you
like,
remember Kyle?
What's going on?
Remember Kyle? It was like, oh no, Doug. Like, Kyle got the text.
Yeah,
I was like, Doug,
he's
it's Peter. He's
turn your
he's
fucking
coming here.
Phone off, idiot.
All, I have another whoizzy moment.
I'm the best
moment.
Man.
There's no way you have a better whoizzy moment than this.
I don't know if that is a better whoizzy moment, but fucking, we were waiting in line for Battlefront.
Oh, baby. That was my second choice.
I don't know if our stories are going to be the same. But we were waiting in line for Battlefront, and like, it wasn't a whoizzy for us, but we're standing in line, and there's like, maybe 20, 30 people behind us.
Double Boba Fett?
No. And fucking Tim Haslam.
What?
Tim Haslam pulls up out front in his fucking van, whatever that was.
Journey.
In his journey. Rolls down the window and goes, gives us the biggest smile I've seen on his face in
so long. I saw
so
Tim
long.
In that.
And he goes, game sucks! And just peels out. I'm like, Chad and I are the only two people who know who that is.
Did his tire screech?
Yeah, he sped off. I don't know if he peeled out. Yeah, like as some cars don't peel out. They just drive away very quickly and make a loud noise. But that's what it was. And I was like, we were both high, and it's like, fuck, that guy is hilarious. Like, no one else in line knows who he is.
Like, what an asshole.
Yeah, they're like, who fucking guy? Like,
and you're just,
we're just like,
he was so happy to like just out everybody in the line.
Oh yeah,
game sucks.
What's
yours, man?
I was going to say the woman.
Boba Fett? Oh, that fucking...
The fucking woman was horrible.
Yeah, the PlayStation.
She
was from PlayStation.
It. All she was doing, she was like, yeah, there was a PlayStation, like, representative there.
Yeah.
And she just walked out, and all she was doing was like, so, have you guys
heard
about
games?
PlayStation VR? And
like,
she was just giving us, like, product talk, like specifications on certain shit. And we're just
like, get out of here.
Yeah, we know. Like,
she had
we're stoned out of our fucking mind.
Yeah, that was the worst, is when other people started to show up. You know, it was just the two of us for a long time, and that was like a really good time.
Oh my God, yeah, those pictures we took, the best pictures of 2015.
It's a yellow chair and another chair in front of fucking
just
doors.
Right in front of the doors. Stone.
Yeah, but other people started showing up, and it was awful for me.
Yeah, we were the only ones sitting.
I'll say Peter showing up. Do you have more?
I might. Do you remember Rob came to your place, your other place?
Oh my God. That may not
that
have been this
year.
That was 2014.
We were
playing Destiny when it launched.
Yeah.
Actually, that was actually a really good time. We went to your house
and
your work
buddies
were
there.
No, when we went to your house and your work buddies were there. Wasn't really that bad.
No, he's talking about when I still lived in my old apartment. Jess and I got into a fight about me having a LAN party for the whole fucking day.
Yep.
TJ's still there, going hard, playing games. I'm so out.
Like, Rob came at like, what, 10 maybe?
11:30 at night.
No, then he said, I'll be back later. And then he comes, at the end of the night.
My fucking Schmuck Boy's brother. And I totally didn't even knock. He just walks up my stairs. He's got a backpack of beers.
Who's Schmuck Boy?
Andrew Shearer.
Schmuck Boy?
I don't know who that is.
He's this redheaded
Schmuck Boy. Who is he? But he talked for like an hour and a half straight. And I just like...
Headphones on, and I was like ready to go to bed. I'm like,
who is this guy? Yeah, exactly.
Jess was texting me like, who the fuck is in our apartment right now? I was, that was 2014.
That was a good Wheezy night. But I guess,
it's got to be Peter. It's got to be Peter. It is Peter.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Peter found us outside of the world.
Peter got there while we were all asleep, and he slept in his car. Like,
that's true.
Hopefully, this is the right site.
That almost makes it worse. Is that we had so much anxiety about him getting there, and like we got through the night.
No, I stayed up until I was ready to go to bed.
Like, yeah, like I can't stay up anymore.
I was like 11:30 at night. We had been up since. At least 5 a.m. Like,
there's no fucking way he's gonna find
us. Do you remember what that warning was? Stop it.
Well, that was
water on the floor.
That was water on the floor. I'll give that the weirdest coincidence of 2015 that we ended up in the same fucking room as water on the floor.
Yeah, nobody knows.
The buddies! Get out!
That was good.
Okay, we're good for the next number?
Yeah, 12. Just pick one. Dan wants 12 really bad.
Dan wants 12.
Never will be. The thing that tried to be, but will never be cool.
Never will be. What did I write down for that?
You had, does VR count? Mm. Otherwise, it's DC Cinematic Universe.
Sure. Two fair choices.
DC Cinematic Universe.
Like DC trying to compete with Marvel, and it's just not going to happen.
Just them getting consistency with their movies. It's not going to happen.
No.
I can give it to that.
Oh, Suicide Squad, Will Smith is going to be in the new Batman.
I feel like... Will Smith is in the new.
So is it VR or is it fucking DC? Well,
VR is fucking dope. I'm convinced that that is the future still.
Oh, you know what?
I haven't figured it out yet.
I've started masturbating with my headset on.
What's that like?
It's awesome.
What, the sound? Just the sound?
Oh, sound. Well, I mean, I also have the TV on.
Joe's only about one sense at a time. Like, he plays games on mute, so he masturbates with no video.
Just the noise?
Yeah.
I don't play video games on mute.
Close your eyes.
Is that turning on?
Stop it, you asshole.
No, I've never done that.
Anyway, that's good, but I can only... Well, I'm stoned when I do that, but I can only imagine fucking VR.
Oh, I had a question for you. If you started jerking off stoned, you find that you're...
Yeah, I have.
Are you into different stuff?
I don't know about that.
Things that wouldn't normally turn you on as much with a sober mind, you'll be right into it.
I'm definitely more specific.
Lesbians. I don't watch lesbian porn if I'm... Like, I know everyone's like, yeah, it's two chicks. You like chicks? Yeah, two of them.
No one's like that.
Sometimes just one pretty girl is enough. Like, sometimes I don't want to see dick. So, like, I'll just make sure that, like, when I'm not smoked out...
Smoke?
Then, I mean, it's just the standard, like, as long as the girl's hot.
Yeah, but if you're jibbed...
If I'm jibbed, it's a very specific thing. Like, I don't want to see that, or I want to see this, or... It's actually pretty cool.
Lesbians are fun.
I like how much longer everything lasts. Like, how much longer, like, the perception of, like, the scene lasts.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, because, like...
Could you imagine VR jibbed?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, it's probably awesome.
Terrifying.
Actually, one time it, like, cut away to, like, this guy's face, and he was like, yeah, you like this fucking
shit. And you're like,
I was like, get out!
Yeah, you turn it off.
It's horrible.
What are you doing here?
There should be, like, a title or, like, a section.
Face. Guy face.
No guy face.
No guy face.
Yeah.
No guy face, no guy butthole.
You ever see girls licking a guy's butthole?
It's scary.
I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Not for me.
Have I seen it? Yeah. I've never enjoyed it. No, I've been, move on. Like, let's get, this is, no, okay, new video.
I was listening to, side note, but kind of on topic.
Okay.
Dave and Chuck the Freak the other day.
Yesterday? Dildo stuff? Talking about.
Yeah, guys.
I kind of caught the end of that.
With strap-ons.
I didn't catch
it. I don't like it.
Like, guys are into it, like manly fucking men.
Oh yeah, I like it.
What?
My girl puts a strap on all the time. I get like 15 or 16 orgasms a night.
He gets fucked in the ass?
He gets fucked in the ass.
That's crazy.
And then he goes to work as a construction worker and just fucking like
that guy's gay.
Belittles girls.
And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. I'm just stating a fact. He's homosexual. Yeah,
you can't enjoy getting fucked in the ass unless you want a dick.
I don't know
in
about that. Yeah.
If you want a dick in your butt. That's what you're looking for. I want a girl to put a dick in my butt.
I'm not gay.
I'm not gay. It's her dick.
It's
a woman who's doing it.
All right, so what was the topic?
Well, it's okay.
All right, let's go back.
It's things that tried to be cool, but will never.
VR.
Be.
Well, okay, here's wait, so what is it?
VR and DC both haven't happened yet.
It's true.
They haven't tried.
VR is going to kill.
I'm going to give it to DC then. I mean, unless anyone else disagrees.
I don't have a choice.
TJ, it's your call.
Something that's
is it the only two options?
Halo.
Ooh, oh, baby.
Halo is pushing.
Nailed it.
Number five.
Try to survive, try, but it's not
but
doing
will
it.
Never be cool again. Yeah, it's just not relevant.
You know why Halo's not as good as it was?
Beauty.
Because
time-sensitive game style, time-sensitive.
It is time-sensitive.
Turns out you did know.
Nobody else did what Halo did on console at that time. It was the first thing. And now everyone does it, so it doesn't mean anything.
And does it better.
Yeah. True.
Yeah,
perfect.
Sure. All right. Hey, it went the way of GoldenEye. It went the way of GoldenEye. Live. It was fine when it.
No.
TJ, is that your five?
Nope.
You guys should really listen to that. It's so fucking good.
All right, one more.
Hey, you're like offended when I'm like,
am I picking
it? This.
Give
like,
me a number.
We got 15 jokes? Minutes left.
Well, yeah, is that a joke or no?
That was jokes. Hurry up.
That's only a fucking three. One, two, three.
Just
four.
Pick another one.
All right, no, one more. Oh, okay.
Let's go number one.
Number one, the Good Job Wow Award. To the person or company who did a great job this year. You want to know the nominees?
Sure.
Abrams/Lucas. Again, didn't really happen yet. Runner-up, Kojima. Kojima definitely on my list.
I mean, it's hard to say. Like, he's not even a part of that company anymore.
Yeah, but he did a good job.
Sure he did. You know what's crazy? I heard at the awards, like, he was there.
Told not to come?
He was told you're not allowed to come here to accept your award for this being, like, Game of the Year. So
which is this? The Game of the Year Awards?
Yeah.
Or the Video Game Awards?
Yeah. I think it won Game of the Year or something, and fucking he was not allowed to go to receive the award, so...
No, Witcher 3 won Game of the Year.
Kiefer Sutherland. Are you kidding me? Witcher 3 won Game of the Year over Fallout?
That's what was said last week, or the week before. But there was a thing about him winning an award, and he was not able to accept it because he couldn't go.
Yeah, they told
him... I don't know what it was.
Because you're no longer part of this company, you're not allowed to go to receive
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. It's a fucking Kojima game.
Yeah, and
he's in it.
From what I hear, it's like it's a masterpiece. Like it's a masterstroke, and like
fantastic.
And obviously, like he worked pretty hard on it. Like it's a pretty good job. The whole Abrams Lucas film thing, though, like you said, it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. But if you consider like just what this year looks like, and like how they handled the marketing, and how they handled the role, very very good. Yeah, like they're killing it. They're nailing it.
What 3-year-old doesn't know BB-8? Does your kid love BB-8?
He knows of him. Yeah,
he knows of him. Like it's crazy. Like all we just fucking there's 2 seconds of scene with it. Yeah.
Yeah,
a couple sounds and.
And like I'm hearing a lot more. Like they're doing a lot of interview circuits and stuff like that. And like you hear more and more. Like oh well, JJ wanted this, and it's like that's the idea for BB-8. Like he was drawing like the droid like before they went to fucking production, before they went to like script and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like he just had ideas.
It's been great up to this point. It's just
a
little bit.
He's doing
a sketchy.
Pretty good job. I'd say like I have no fear that I'm going to be entertained on fucking Thursday.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah. So
okay.
I mean,
so
unless there's any other votes,
the category was good job. Wow. So a person or company that did really well this year. Yeah.
I was going to say Netflix for that one.
Netflix. Yeah.
I feel like Netflix did a fucking crazy good job.
Yeah. Every year.
Maybe not things that I've liked, but Bloodline's great. I don't really give a shit about Daredevil or fucking Jessica Jones.
Other people do, though.
Exactly. Like, they're catering to a market that's not me, but they have 4K, and their 4K content, it's like they're the only company that has 4K content, so they're already at the forefront of something.
Right? I would have given it to them, like, 2 years ago, like, when House of Cards first came out, when Orange is the New Black first came out.
No,
like,
Arrested
Development. Their first, like, big push. And now it's kind of like, that's what we expect from Netflix, but they are still continuing to
grow. It's like, nothing is shit. Huh. Like, nothing is really bad. Everything that comes out, it's like, it's got an audience, and they're catering to that niche audience, love it.
They seem to know what they're doing. Has anyone watched that drug show?
Narcos,
watched like 2 episodes of it, and no.
I heard it's a lot of it is subtitles, and I just don't
really I couldn't do it.
I don't want to do that.
I'm okay too, but I like to look away from the TV at sometimes.
It's the kind of show you got to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it on unless my kids are asleep and
my vote,
I can read it.
My vote is probably Bethesda. Like, bravo. Nobody, like, the only speculation of Fallout was that it was going to be in Boston before it was actually said, hey, this is E3, this is Fallout, and you're going to be playing it in November.
But what
and
you're celebrating...
And it's awesome.
What you're celebrating is that they just kept things quiet for a long time.
That doesn't happen anymore.
So, good on them for like, on saving them. It to absolutely. For E3.
That's huge, man, because like you have so many game companies that come out and be like...
They have a 50-50, like, are they working on Fallout, or are they working on
Elder Yeah, Scrolls? Absolutely. Probably working on Fallout. But still, like, the fact or that...
Evil Within DLC.
Once the game was actually said it was coming out...
What'd you pick, TJ?
I don't want to cut you off, but Kojima's already won.
That's fine.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Was PT this year?
No.
Last year.
Either way, I keep hearing more great things about Metal Gear. I cannot wait to play it. Okay, I pledged last week that I would play that game.
Throw right. some numbers.
I'll let you borrow TJ's copy.
All right, what do you got?
Picked?
Eight. How neat is that? The best new innovation. Some other things are BB-8 and Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
I put VR.
VR's not out yet.
And it's also not new.
Well, if it's done properly, yes. You've never been able to turn your head and see the scene.
Didn't we do that last year at TJ's house?
It's getting closer.
Ocarina of Time?
It's a development kit. Officially, Oculus has a Samsung Gear that came out this year.
Yeah, that did just...
The first one that technically released.
So are we going to be stingy about best new innovation? Or just like the best innovation period? Like I feel whether like it's the not first new or not?
Ocarina of Time style game. Maybe not style, but like... Something that's just as strong as Ocarina was.
Yeah.
That comes out for VR. A game of that caliber. It won't happen. It's going to get like a 9.5 everywhere. Like, you have to fucking play this.
I think we're quite...
I don't know if there'll be any...
No way. Like, there's gonna be a launch game that's gonna come out, and it's going to be like...
There's a Kickstarter campaign that's been there for 6 months probably already. That's amazing.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
And it'll be the first time that you played Mario 64.
Fuck, man. I hope you're right. And it's only burning into your memory. It's going to benefit us all.
You turn that on, and you're just like...
Holy fuck.
Wow. Like, just fucking blown away. And that's where games... It's the only place games can go from here. That can really blow us away.
I hate the idea of all of us being in the same room wearing headsets. Like, full headsets.
That doesn't have to be the only way you play games, though.
Well, we are going to be in the same room because we're going to want to play for an hour and then party or do something. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to...
That's not necessarily true.
We're going to party in the game.
We tried to do a LAN party. And what happened? Like, I know that I was gone for a few hours, but ultimately what happened? I played two games with you guys. You guys all got too fucked up and packed your shit up. And we had a bonfire.
Yeah, that sucked. Everyone got pissed off.
I'll say Kylo Ren's lightsaber. I think that thing is fucking awesome.
I think Kylo Ren as a character, even, like, so dope. But, I mean, that's not really innovative.
No, I'm just saying, like, his weapon is, like, the fact that he is not, like, a Jedi or a Sith, but he still managed to put together... he put together a lightsaber. It looks fucking crazy.
Fictional innovation in my nail.
What are you talking about?
Well, BB-8's real. BB-8 works in real life.
Yeah, BB-8's pretty neat.
What do you got, TJ?
But they already have that in 2015.
All right, Dan, you pick.
I'll give it to BB-8 then.
BB-8!
Just because I don't have anything else. Like, it's not been an innovative year.
It is crazy. I mean, it uses like magnetic locking and shit for the head.
It's pretty neat.
There's been some innovations that we just don't.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't us picking the actual best innovation.
Guys, you should definitely listen to that fucking making of Xbox Live or whatever.
I'm gonna do it.
Xbox Live.
Okay, let's do. I'm just gonna pick a random one. I'm getting paid for this. The best work-related experience.
Well, mine would have to be...
Yeah, were you actually question? I put this one forward, so what I was thinking was like, you're at work and you're going, I'm actually getting paid for what I'm doing right now? Like, holy fuck.
Oh, there are many days where I go into work and it's like, it's kind of a slower day. My bosses leave at like 5, so I've got a couple hours to kill. I'll just sit in the lunchroom and watch Netflix on my phone.
That's neat.
And I get paid to do it.
Mine would have to be... I think I was in Hamilton or something like that. Like, you know, all if you're traveling, the dinners are per diem and like they're all taken care of and all that stuff. So I just like, I went to Milestone and it had like a 3-course meal for like super cheap, like appetizer, entree, and dessert. But I swapped the dessert out for like extra fries or something like that, and then just brought it back to the hotel and watched fucking San Andreas.
Stoned. Nice.
It was amazing. It was a great night. So I just.
I mean, that's
down.
Not really.
When you, when you down go on a king size bed. When you go, you're not getting paid hourly, right?
No, I make salary.
Your salary, okay.
Yeah.
Your salary?
Yeah. Yeah.
When did that happen?
2 years ago.
Oh, I had no idea. You just figure out what you make hourly based on salary?
Yeah. Yeah, just work backwards.
I really want to hear TJ's.
Well, no, it's you get paid hourly, but they won't pay you for more than 40 hours a week, pretty much.
That's bad.
Well, I don't... What do you mean?
But you never work more than 40 hours.
Well, I make my own schedule.
Do you ever work more than 40 hours?
No.
Well, then it's fine. For me, that would be bad, because I worked 70 hours last week.
Well, you have a different pay structure.
Yeah.
70 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, what do you pick, Dan? Oh, TJ's?
None of us have spoken except me.
Every year my company has a Christmas party, a couple of days before Christmas, and basically it's an excuse to go to work and drink and hang out.
At work? Nice. Yeah. Like in the building?
That's awesome.
It's insane.
You get fucked up at work?
Yeah.
Shelby's office is like Mad Men.
I generally drive, so I'll have like two drinks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like some people get hammered and they have a ride prepared.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I would. That would be me.
We have a bar made from a bumper they bring out. We do a turkey fry outside. They get tents and everything.
Flex
and
Gate, come on!
It's crazy.
Don't mention any names.
Whatever.
Yeah, like, Shelby's got like a bottle of vodka in her fucking drawer. Like they just all like drink on evenings.
Nice.
Every evening?
Mostly Fridays, but yeah, a lot of the time.
Wow.
It's like fucking Mad Men.
Where's she work?
I can't say.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Yours must be
your
like
pick. Yeah, like what do you got?
At the water.
I had a really good one.
I was eating Subway fucking salad.
No, when I was working at Bell, like the way it would work is like I'd drive to work in the morning to go pick up the van, and I'd check my phone, and my phone would show my first job for the day. And the way it worked, it was like it was broken up into like this graphic where it was like they give you the amount of time that it takes to do a job and the amount of time it takes to travel to that job.
Mm-hmm.
So they were broken up into two different things.
Yeah.
And I opened it up and I loved doing this in the morning, driving to work, like logging in, like, okay, where am I going to be today? And it was just a gamble every time. And like, I'd open it up and this time I was in Chatham.
You're like, oh.
So I had, and it was like deep into Chatham.
Drive.
Yeah, an hour and a half. So I was like, okay, I'm getting a coffee and I'm just going to put a fucking podcast on.
Driving at work is the best.
And just, I drove out there and it was the easiest fucking thing. I got there and they were just like, yeah, everything's working, so there's no problem. I was like, okay. And my next job was in Blenheim, which was an hour away from that, right at the water out there.
That was when you sent the pictures, right?
I sent pictures, yeah. Like, I went and fixed that, not a big issue. Went and like sat by the water, like got onto the roof of the van that day, and just like stood out like looking at the water.
That water is amazing out there.
Yeah,
like there's like a cliff, and then it's like Lake Erie as far as you can see.
Yeah, exactly. Like, driving down that, I've never seen that before.
Neither did I. We first time I ever saw it, Jess and I were going to races, and it's out that way. And
yeah,
we were going from maybe it was Hero. I don't know. One of these fucking.
I remember I used to sweep up the shop at Valmer and like, you know, do shop related stuff. There was like three of us in the whole shop and we did shop work.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, like once every like month and a half, they would just be like, Joe, they need parts up on, you know, job 85 or some weird shit like that. And it was just like, yes, like I'm just going to fucking drive to this place, hang out for an hour while I find someone who works for us.
Yeah.
Just give them the part and just fucking drive back. It'll eat up half your day.
Yeah.
It's like, thank fucking God. Anything with a forklift is the best shit ever. Driving a forklift around is so much fun.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's worn. I've been there for 7 years almost. It's worn up.
All right, Dan, pick one.
Your trips have to be the best.
Like, yeah, those gotta be
sick. I can't imagine what it must be like to go away, not have to worry about like crying kids or bitchy wives. Just smoke a jib, watch a movie.
Excuse yourself.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, you get frustrated with your kids, and that's fine. And, like, I'm sure Shelby gives you a hard time. But
no one's perfect.
Yeah. So you get to go away and relax, smoke a jib, watch a movie, and eat whatever the fuck
free
you
food.
Want for free. It's awesome. You win. You have to win.
Not to mention, if I happen to be stopped in Toronto,
Joe's jib
excursion
trips.
All right, pick another one. We're going a little bit long here.
Yeah.
We're at 15 minutes.
You know,
we got to wrap it up.
Worst push. Let's do it.
Worst push? What do we got?
I put in Marvel Everything and Aziz Ansari.
Fuck the worst thing to be pushed on us. Caves 2?
Oh, Caves 2, yeah.
What's Caves 2?
Well, when I went back to the caves the second day.
Can Kyle push the caves on us?
Because I was, like, getting ready to go, and like, with you guys, not to the caves. And then, like, in my head, I was getting ready at an appropriate speed. Oh, and then it was just like, I looked up, the three of you here,
gone.
You're all guilty, were all gone. Yeah, and I was left to go.
I was left. Joe, what the fuck, man? Let's get going.
There should have been someone
there going, wait.
Yeah, but I should have had at least one buddy in the three of you saying, Joe, you're taking a really long time. Like, just telling me the situation.
Yeah, all three of us were that buddy.
Well, you didn't handle it correctly.
Because you couldn't pick which group you wanted to hang out with.
That's not true.
Doug and Kyle are, like, you can't get in their clique when they're together. Like, they're talking about, like.
They were doing that the week we were here.
They're talking about eggplants and shit. It's not happening.
Doug was right here. Kyle was right here. Doug's going to Kyle. We're like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, fuck off, man. Like, you serious?
Well, you left me with those two.
Trying to form that
clique right now? You didn't want to leave them. We were already at the road, at the car, for an hour. Like, we're leaving. And
I was catching the street.
I was inebriated. Yeah, but. And then I came to, and I was like, they're gone.
There's no talking to DJ, man.
They're gone.
You cannot convince DJ Tanner to do anything.
All right, fuck you guys. Anyway, that was the worst. And then I had to go back to the caves for a second day because Peter hadn't seen them yet. And then that's when Doug fucking dropped my booze. That whole day was wrecked.
That's not what push is. Okay, like,
I got pushed. I got pushed out is what happened.
Worst push.
Aziz Ansari, I'll accept.
Aziz
but
sucks. Marvel, he's actually, everything sucks, too.
I don't know if Marvel's pushing.
It's all bad.
They had a couple of big movies.
DC pushes. They're trying. Jared Leto, he's going to be the best Joker ever. He's just got gay tattoos, fucking silver grill, and says, really, really bad. The movie's going to be really, really bad.
I wish I had more pushes, but, like, I don't know if there's been a... I usually like pushes in a good way. Like, I don't like actors and stuff like that. Like,
there are failed pushes, lots of them.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's been a bad one that year. This
Paul Giamatti's a great actor. Let's push it.
Yeah, I know. But has there been a bad push this year? Has there been a bad actor push?
Man,
you know what? Jurassic World.
Ooh.
Put me off. Chris Pratt. That's my pick for this one. Chris
Honest
Pratt
to God,
is bad.
Chris Pratt. Like, the push is over.
But I hate him so much just because of that movie. I think about his character and his like vest and everything. And I just like
chest hair, saying no, his muscles.
He was fine. It's exactly Guardians. I loved him in Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. But
I think I still like Pratt, but not Jurassic World.
That's right. But Jurassic World is so bad, it's ruined.
It's left a very bad.
If you were Chris Pratt. And someone said, do you want to star in the new Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah. It's not his fault.
100%, the answer is yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, millions.
Did you see that he, it's kind of off, well, I guess it's not really off topic. He was doing an interview, like, during Parks and Rec time. He was still fat.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked him about
fat
something.
Fat Pratt. He calls himself Fat Pratt. Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about, like, they were joking, talking about, like, you think you'll ever do movies? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to star in the next Jurassic Park movie for Spielberg. And this was... years and years and years before the idea had even come up, and he like had predicted.
I like Pratt. He hasn't done much wrong other than being awesome.
That's it.
That is it. Jurassic Park, but it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aziz.
I think about him as Star-Lord.
I've never liked Aziz in Sorry. Whatever. Though. It's just, I can't like
him. Yeah, but they keep pushing him. He's always been bad, but they keep pushing him hard.
I don't know if he's been bad. His stand-up wasn't that good. But his stand-up went from just being a parody of his Parks and Rec character to like what he's actually into.
Never seen Parks and Rec in my life.
I'm writing Chris Pratt now.
Game sucks.
Chris Pratt or Jurassic World?
Chris Pratt.
Alright, go on. Move on.
It hasn't worked.
CP Nate.
I think that might be.
Is that five for Danny?
I got BB-8, Joe's Jib Trips.
Can't be five. You gotta have one more.
Chris Pratt.
That's it.
Oh, and number one? What was number one?
I didn't rank Kojima. Did I?
Okay.
No, you didn't.
Just do one more.
I've only done three, I think.
No, there's five left, so it's Chan's turn.
No. Oh.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven left.
Damn, Danny, he's only got three?
I've only done three.
Just keep going, Dan.
The letdown to something that should have been great but sucked. Golf. Too much weed on Doug's trip.
Yeah, the same fucking thing.
That was really bad.
I had enough.
Battlefront.
Whoa.
Biggest fucking letdown, 2015.
That's
game sucks.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Game sucks.
Right here.
You think it's the worst? You think it's the biggest letdown?
Yeah.
My low five.
Way better than what it was.
My biggest told you so?
You guys are like so like in love with yourselves.
No, I'm not.
Game sucks, man.
I knew that it wasn't going to be good.
You didn't play it? Jakku came out for free, motherfucker. What you been playing?
I haven't been playing games this week.
You're not going to play it.
I'll play it.
You play it with Doug?
Probably. You think that was the worst thing of this year is Star Wars Battlefront.
As far as a letdown?
As far as a letdown. Dude, I was so excited.
I got on
more
it.
More excited than
I got on it. Doug was on and Chad was on and both of them ignored me and didn't play it with me.
That doesn't mean the game's bad.
And that was
shitty
it
friends.
It doesn't mean the game is bad. I have no interest. I downloaded the content to play Jakku. I don't want to play it. All right, well, I don't want to turn the game up.
It's my game of the year. So, what you TJ, say? What do you think?
Jay, what are you thinking?
What's your biggest letdown? I mean,
Hotline Miami too.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of good, actually, but I don't...
Like, I'm going to feel bad writing Battlefront, like...
Okay, but, you don't think smoking too much on that second day? I was fucking burned out that second night.
Second day was bad.
Sunday for me, Sundays, what I do is I wake up, we do our shopping if I have to do that. I try my best to be home by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I smoke weed for the rest of the day. So it's normal for me.
Second day...
You like being burned out? Like stoned? I don't get burned out.
Second day was horrible. Horrible. I wish that never happened. I wish we just kind of hung out, drank a couple beers, and just fucking chatted.
It was horrible. Do you remember that night?
Yeah, it was bad.
A fucking fire going and nothing but silence.
We tried to redo the light show with Peter there.
Yes, that was a bigger letdown than fucking Battlefront.
I didn't, like, dude, that came out of nowhere. Oh, we're going up for Doug's bachelor party?
The only reason Battlefront is a letdown for me is because
I looked forward to it for years.
I was looking forward to a game that we would all play together, and I think I played with you guys once.
The development cycle was only like a year and a half.
We looked forward to Star Wars Battlefield, Star Wars anything.
And the game's fine.
Game. No, game sucks.
Damn, pick it.
It has to be Battlefront.
All right, move on.
Sorry, I'm not going to slap. I don't want to. Skabash. I'm not rubbing it.
TJ, did you actually
Skabash, talk? TJ, just give me a fucking ghost splash. Ghost splash.
A ghost splash.
I got one more. I got one more.
Move on.
Fall from grace.
You guys are stupid.
Yeah, but thanks for all the good ones. What do I have next? Fucking
I don't know. I just pick. Honestly, I'm looking down
the first one. Yeah, you got the last five, man.
To the thing that took a big hit this year. Marvel movies, PS4 love, Nintendo, Pixar, and True Detective.
Say those again.
Marvel movies.
Yeah, those are all bad.
PS4 love, which I think is just as high as it's always been.
Okay, so that's not
Nintendo is just as low as it's always been. Pixar, why?
Yeah. Okay,
so because Dinosaur was not that good?
Here's what I got to say.
And True Detective.
Wasn't that good either.
Yeah, okay. True Detective is a late entry, and that probably will win. But Marvel movies, like, after fucking Guardians and Captain America 2, like, those were two solid movies. After the Avengers, it was like, these guys are making good, cool shit. And then Age of Ultron wasn't that good, followed up by Ant-Man, which was really, really bad.
Really, really bad.
Yeah. And saying, like, is this the... What is the award name?
5 out of 5, I think.
Fall from Grace.
Fall from Grace. Am I scared for Marvel? Not at all. Because they have huge.
So it's not necessarily. Yeah, like, so it's like not suiting.
Yeah, exactly. Pixar, am I scared for them?
Not really either.
Not really either, yeah. But they had two bad movies this year.
Okay.
Which were?
The Good Dinosaur and Inside Out.
The Good Dinosaur, I guarantee you, is fine.
Good Dinosaur is probably way better than Inside Out. Inside Out sucked.
Inside Out was a girl film.
Buddy, everybody.
It was for little girls, and it wasn't as bad.
It wasn't good.
When you did your little, like.
Oh, the sound? Yeah, the sound yeah, gave it to
just, I was like. I completely agree with you.
Yeah,
like the first thing, it's a Pixar. No, movie. He nailed it's it. Bright, it's he awesome. Nailed
it. He
like,
reviewed so it with a sound,
and that's like,
no good.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm talking about Pixar, man, and The Good Dinosaur. Like the
I feel like it just came out.
I feel like that.
Well,
game,
no, like it was. Game. It was really like they had to cancel that movie like a couple months before actual launch and like rewrite it, redo everything because like it was suffering. And the fact that it like came out and got like horrible, horrible reviews, like
I don't think they got horrible.
It's not horrible.
No, I don't even care.
All
like,
they say was that it's just a stand. It's got the same reviews as Monsters University.
Well, it was Pixar's first actual flop. Like it is plummeting. Like it's not making.
They're
any
not
money.
Making.
It, like
money.
Dude, it,
and do I care about that? No. Have I seen it?
They must
no.
Have a second like production team because how the hell did they release two in 1 year? Like they're doing the fucking Call of Duty.
So
and,
much going on.
Like the Black Ops and Modern Warfare type style.
They're not just making one movie at a time.
I'm surprised
sure.
You didn't watch that Toy Story thing yesterday. Toy Story after 20 years. And it just told like the story of Pixar startup.
What else was on the list?
You guys, you fucking man. Oh, whatever.
True Detective.
And Detective.
And what?
Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo didn't start this year strong.
I think
which also
from Grace
doesn't make it a letdown.
Started the I mean, day I played Wii Bowling.
I mean, 2 years bad games.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, like, it wasn't the best, but it sold well for them.
I can say, then you know what, Pixar's fall from grace because they were like untouchable in many.
No, well, they haven't fallen at
it's
all.
Just a slight misstep. True Detective has gone from one of the greatest seasons of television, to a piece of shit that I don't want to finish.
Exactly.
What's that?
I didn't even watch a single
I watched six
episode.
Episodes.
Well, how do you know it's bad?
That's the reason I'm not voting for it is because I
Well, hey, you just came at me for not seeing fucking Good Dinosaur. Now you're saying I didn't even watch True Detective because everyone said it was shit.
No, not that. I trust your guys' opinions. You guys have watched it.
Oh, yeah, it is bad.
And True Detective, like, every week you're like, oh, man, did you guys see True Detective? No, we haven't seen it. It's not.
True Detective Season 3 comes out? Yeah, I'll watch it fine. But, yeah, like, it's not to that par. And I think that's maybe why it wins. But, damn.
Personally,
I'll
hate Vince Vaughn.
Maybe I'll pick True Detective.
Colin Powell.
Yeah, Colin Powell.
Fuck that guy.
All right, keep going.
That's it.
We're going long.
True Detective.
Yeah. True Detective. Yeah, so, damn, one more.
That's it. That's
all right, five. Give it to Chad.
Oh, baby.
Here you go.
I got the only five to choose from.
Yeah, just go down them.
Pick a number from...
Go down on them.
Pick a number from 2, 4,
two.
9...
Let's do 9.
Four, I feel like I like 9.
Yeah, let's do 9. Okay. Let's do 9.
Best Night. Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh. What do I got written down for
Joe's
that?
Joe's got Tree Burn 2015, 14.
That was the best night.
Not this year.
Were you there?
Yeah, but it was
2014 in the title.
Yeah, the awards. Okay, you know when
the awards run from fucking New Year's to, or from Boxing Day.
No, the awards run from when we did our last awards show to this.
Okay,
just like the Oscars,
it's the year in review, not 2015 in review.
Yeah, I mean, you put fucking VR on Best Innovation. When did that start?
26.
Oh, it was in fucking December.
I mean,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm just
sorry.
All right, keep doing it.
Treeburn 2014. TJ, what do you got for this?
Nothing.
Best Nothing? Night.
Right, TJ doesn't have good time. Times. TJ doesn't have good times.
I hate all you guys.
Hold on, I think I.
This is torture.
I got nowhere else to go.
Every night.
No, I don't know. Well,
I pine.
I couldn't pick.
Okay, the fires that we've had this year.
Hold on, fuck up.
Have been like, amazing.
Let me talk about mine.
Well, let me go ahead and think.
Don't
let me fucking talk
night.
While
don't
I think.
Everybody knows
I'm pitching.
Your night.
Listen, they've been amazing, those backyard fires, and yeah. I feel like the proof of concept was Tree Burn 14, and it was like this. I could do this all year.
Who was there? Was that when we yelled at Noserati? No, Kyle was there.
You were
Kyle
there,
was there
briefly, and you left.
No, I was there.
Not all of it. You left early. And it was just me, Kyle, and Joe, and then me and Kyle walked home.
Oh, yeah. I had to leave. I had to work.
Yeah, but when Chad was there, he was on. He told us the story about...
Don't try and sell me on 14.
What was that fucking story?
Don't try and sell me on 2014.
What was the story?
Explain to your ego.
All right, go ahead.
Tell me my ego.
You told the story, like, and you're like, now I'm driving the bus, but it wasn't a bus.
Fuck,
it was something
that was
else.
Funny. That was really funny. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like the best story I've ever heard.
You kind of did it.
And it was like, it was the
oh,
proof
no,
of
it was it was the fucking, we gave wine to those old men.
Oh, my God.
And was it a golf cart or something?
Yeah, the golf cart in Put-in-Bay.
Put-in-Bay trips.
Who cut me off?
That was Jim. That was because of Jim.
Hey, whatever it was because of, it was awesome.
Chad,
cut him off. What the fuck
is it? What are you looking for?
The bottle opener. It. Where did I do it?
It's probably in your pussy or something.
Where did I do with it? I got it. TJ, it's in my pocket. No, it's here.
Where Chad's did I do with done. It?
No.
All right. Chad, what's your fucking best
thing? Here in my pocket.
No, wait. It's...
I almost feel
that's
bad.
That's from Lord of the Rings,
I know
by the way.
Is. Do you know yours?
Yeah.
You want me to go? Mine's kind of quick.
Do it.
Okay. TJ, I'm sorry. You weren't there for it.
Jeez. I wasn't there for Treeburn, by the way. So
I'm going to apologize, for mine because Danny wasn't there.
I know yours is a fucking canoe day.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's probably build 15.
No, it's got to be night.
My best night was the episode we recorded in the center of the field.
Oh, baby.
That was a fun night, man.
I'm a slap five down.
The Coyotes?
That was so fucking good.
That was the Tegeus touch fight.
Shit, that was really good. Yeah, what was that? Just like good fingertips?
Yeah, just...
Just touch four fingertips.
I think we only got like two or three.
I'm saying best night was Osable, TJ finishing the job on those fucking raccoons. And
I don't know why
the raccoons stealing the entire bag of food, and me yelling at those people going by, waking up. Oh man, that's gonna stick with me for the rest of my life because that was like scary and. Crazy that it was happening. Like, these people have been paddling for 2 days and they've made it here.
No.
At this point in the night where TJ's sniping raccoons and we see the first canoe go by, like, yelling from
the
shore.
The first one was like, oh, there's fucking stoners over there yelling sounds.
It was awesome.
How many people went by?
I don't know why I said that.
We didn't even get
30, 40, 50.
No, that's the thing.
Jesus.
That fucking trip, like, was awesome.
Passing out in the fucking...
Yeah, that trip was awesome, and I think it's because, like, we...
No, we did smoke
did people,
too.
Did people go out. By during the day?
Hold on. During the day, what? We were out of...
During the
like,
day,
people
yeah.
were just paddling by, like, that whole day?
Oh, yeah.
The second day,
we were sniping. Why the fuck did you guys not hide in the water?
Well, like, no, hold on.
Like, I'm
paddling
talking, like...
came by at night only.
Buddy, these guys are, like, out there, like, to do it.
I'm saying, like, no, but if it... Say it was daytime. Say, like, it's noon, and you see, like, a... Oh, here's another batch of them, and you guys got, like...
Another batch.
Get a snorkel. Like, say you had a snorkel and you're just sitting underwater. And you're just going... just watching
just
people...
beat you with the paddle.
You know how much work that is?
Standing there, though, in the water?
It's not that much work. Literally, it's just a
snorkel. By, you're just standing there?
Don't say a word. Just drinking a beer or just fucking standing. All
right, well, Chad's going to pick his, but Chad, pick one. Where's the sheet? Did you ditch the sheet?
No, I got it right here. We didn't say best morning.
Is that on the list?
No.
Best morning. What's what do you got?
I'm gonna say best morning. Playing catch is in the fucking water at Osable.
Yeah, you guys tried to recreate that.
Best morning
swamp.
Of the year.
Well, everyone was drunk.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Remember the catch?
I don't know about that.
So you had tree burn.
Yeah, tree burn.
Tree burn was epic.
Field night.
Field night was fucking great.
Doug's wedding was a lot of fun too.
You disappeared for 3.5 hours.
I also hated Chad and got in a fight with my wife.
Yeah.
Doug's wedding night.
You got a fight?
What are you?
I can't believe how much, like smoking, not even smoking, but like drinking different kinds of booze until you're fucking hammered is a bad idea.
I didn't enjoy Doug's.
I don't do it anymore. I didn't like Doug's.
No.
Really? Went on the golf course afterwards? And
that was fun. It didn't last as long.
You know what? The booze turns you around, man.
It was
30 years old.
Fucking, and Matt Torty.
Yeah, he's not what we thought he was going to be.
Yeah, we raped the fucking course with Matt Torty.
Pick one.
We walked one hole.
Pick one.
Yes.
Chad, pick one.
See? It was five of us.
Libro Center. Field.
Libro Center.
Gabriel Field.
That was good.
Those both, like, the three nights that we went out there and recorded the podcast were amazing.
No. One
Riding
of them
our
was
bikes
bad.
Out there.
One
when
of them
was
terrifying.
When it was raining and the cops
this was
were...
This was biggest overreaction 2015.
Biggest overreaction? What's written down?
Yeah.
Nothing's... you put Rocket League. Hold on. But I'm gonna put...
Explain it.
Okay, oh, Rocket League. Okay, biggest overreaction... Joe said, to what everyone loved, but game sucked. I didn't, when I said this, I meant like our biggest overreaction to the situation was...
That same night when I thought we were going to get all fucking arrested?
Yeah, was everyone like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're all so glad we're riding away.
There was no way that cop saw us. He was 200 yards away.
Overreaction.
Pouring rain, dumbing all the sound out.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm new.
Like, he's on to us, man. He's coming, man.
We're grown-ups. We all have children. We're out in a fucking public park getting drunk and stoned. And fucking, like, we had the screen on.
I hid the weed.
Trespassing, probably.
I threw my weed in the garbage.
Yeah.
He tossed it. Where's he going?
Yeah. And I was just
that
like,
was
even if we get asked to leave and get a ticket, like, am I going to get a fucking ticket tonight?
What are you guys doing?
For this shit?
When we got a ticket,
I have a lot of worry about, like, the fact that I live in the States and I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
And it's going to go on my record. That night, I remember, I was, like, gone. Like, just, I don't give a shit. I'm yelling. The car's coming. You guys are like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And then
TJ's
I turned
gone.
The corner.
It was fight or
saw
flight,
the
baby.
Cop car, and it was just like, sober. I was like,
holy shit.
Fuck, this is real. Let's go. And it was just, like, the biggest,
I remember
like, snap turn.
Packing
around.
Everything up and... Booking,
yeah,
like we were gone.
Yeah, I ditched like empty beers, full beers.
In hindsight, where do you stand?
In hindsight, I think that was appropriate. Like, if that
before,
car drives
remember
up,
remember the bathroom light the week before?
Yeah, that was a fucking overreaction.
That was
holy shit!
It was a fucking the wind. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
turning on the light in the
somebody just turn the light on. This is episode 114. Concluded. Bam, we're getting the fuck out.
Oh man,
I'll still pick Rocket League.
Yeah, everybody overreacted for Rocket League.
Rocket League is an amazing game. It's great.
You overreacted.
That game sucked. I hate it.
Chad, pick it.
I'm going to put... Oh,
lights
man.
On? Lights on with the Libro?
That's a good one.
No, I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
As if we were like...
You guys don't think... You guys don't think you overreacted running away?
I don't think so, man. Like, any situation where you get like stopped by the cops when you're an adult...
That's
like,
true.
family.
Anything could have happened. Anything could have happened.
Like, if that thing makes the fucking blotter, you could lose your job.
No.
Yes.
There's no blotter being made.
There's police blotter on everything.
What are you guys doing here? Oh, sorry.
Just having a good time.
We'll leave. We're not supposed to be in a park after me. Okay, we'll go home.
No, you're not supposed to be in a park stoned drinking beers.
Who said we drink beers?
Well, there was beer on us and we're all drunk. The same way they know drunk drivers drink. Okay. They fucking breathalyze.
I agree with TJ on this one.
Fucking deported.
No. I'm choosing the light.
Get out.
I'm choosing the light.
All right, choose the light.
The light wins for biggest overreaction.
Biggest overreaction. I like it.
Hold on, let me put the light.
Yeah, write it down, because at this point, we all need to document it.
And best night was...
Why aren't you writing them in the proper spot?
Snipe?
Yeah, why aren't you writing them in the proper spot?
Shut up, idiot.
Best night wasn't Snipe. Best night was Libro.
Hey, Libro.
It doesn't matter anyways. We're not re-reading through this.
All right, no. Nerdgasm. I didn't put anything down, but Joe has Spider-Man back at Marvel, Star Wars success.
I like Spider-Man being back at Marvel, man.
Star Wars success hasn't... I mean, 99% sure that, yeah, it's going to be incredibly successful, but there is still a small fear that Jar Jar Binks 2 will happen.
Ow.
Why did you do that?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, I think Spider-Man's a huge deal. I think, like, it's going to continue, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, I like Spider-Man.
I mean, if we didn't get any other Spider-Man movies in the last 15 years, but we got 6 of them.
But it's not that. It's like, he's back home, you know? He's back under control.
I was trying to exaggerate it with 6, but there was actually 5.
Yeah. Yeah, there was 5.
And they were all bad.
But it's more like that we get to see Spider-Man mingle with the existing Marvel Universe.
It'll be cool.
You know, like... The main Avengers are going to start to, you know, move on, or they, you know, they're not going to pay those actors anymore or anything or something like that. But like the new pedigree is like Benedict Cumberbatch.
There's,
you know, you got Spider-Man. I hear that Marvel traded like X-Men TV rights to get Fantastic Four back, which Fantastic Four was a mess. But if you put them like in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like you can do a lot of cool stuff with that. Sharing villains, all that stuff. So
what is just, Arrow and all that shit? Is that DC?
Arrow's DC, yeah.
Fuck that, man. CW.
So like, it's just Flash. It's kind of cool. I mean, the whole question was like, is Marvel going to have to reboot Iron Man? Like, what are they going to do? And the answer is no. Like, they got Spider-Man back, and they can handle that with care and do a lot of cool shit with that. So I think it is really, really big news. Don't make no mistake of that. Whether you enjoy the Marvel movies or not, it's huge that they can add their biggest character back into these movies.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see what happens. But I think Nerdgasm has to be TJ's 3D printer, man. That guy can make you anything that you want related to any nerd stuff.
Like, I'll allow it. I'm
you made the cool fucking thermal detonator. It's perfect. You made me a ghost.
The
it's
fucking perfect. 10mm
The gun is awesome.
The gun is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
That's a nerdgasm. Like,
I was telling Big Mike and like some guys that I play hockey with that you bought like a fucking 3D printer, and they were just like, holy shit, he did that? And he's like, how much are those? I'm like, I think you paid like $1,500 for it.
I paid $1,000.
$1,000. This guy bought $1,000.
$3,000.
You bought a second one?
It's only paid like $350.
I thought you say $3,000. I was going to shit the bed.
This is my favorite new hobby. I'm so into this.
All right,
I'm going to build it.
Listen to me. If I get one thing every season, every 3 months, you give me one thing.
I don't know. Pretty? A Pokeball.
Yeah, well, Pokeball. I was thinking about Pokeball.
Fully functioning Pokeball.
Can you make me...
That's perfect.
The guy can create matter over the internet. Is that a nerd guess? Yeah, okay. I'll
absolutely tell you. Is. The only thing I want
to do is for nerdy. That's probably the biggest purposes. Innovation is that TJ has this.
All right, please,
let's rewrite the top.
Please line. Make me a Halo 1 pistol.
I'll look, see if it's out there.
It's out there.
All right, let's cap it. We got two more.
I have one for this category. You said non-games, though. Why?
I did say non-games.
For Nerdgasm?
Yeah, because I don't know why I said non-games.
Let's bring games into it then. This is more like news that I'm extremely excited about, being a video game nerd.
Okay, let's have it.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I know it's not going to get votes.
I literally,
you know what?
I'm watching PlayStation Experience the other day.
You did watch that?
I was fighting back tears. I was like, I am so happy.
No fucking way.
I can't really know how happy I am for this game.
DJ, honestly. I promise you I'll play it. I promise you I'll play it. That's all I can promise. All
right.
I love hearing that. Like,
yeah, after hearing that you spent 12 years of your life building a website.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII was always top down, shitty characters, and like the scenes they showed you, like in a real city, like it's seriously, it's bringing that game to life. Like you're like running around.
Did you recognize stuff? Were you like, oh my god?
Oh my god, it's Sezgard.
Yeah,
very little.
Did the combat that they showed look anything like
what it was?
No, it looked more like they're changing it. Like it's more like active, like less turn based. But I can't tell for sure.
Does that hurt the game?
I'm a little bit worried, actually.
How do you feel about the fact that it's episodic? You know, the second chapter might not be.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're saying it's too big of a game in this generation to fit all in one game. So they're like releasing.
So some other team is already making chapter two, but it's not. It's completely different companies.
That's fine.
What?
Which I think is cool.
Different companies.
Yeah, like the second chapter could look completely different. It could play.
They've been making Final Fantasy since like.
Yeah, but they farmed out. They farmed out for this.
Mm, that's a little weird.
Well, if it's the same company, then why don't they make the whole fucking game?
15.
It's not the same company. It's the same
it's probably people.
Because Squeenix is making.
From what I've heard, it's completely different teams. Like someone's already working on Chapter 3 and Chapter 4, and like so they can launch these, you know, episodically in a good time span.
Regardless,
when they said they were,
I think that's cool. I say that's maybe
three installments.
I say that's a thumbs up. Like you can get a completely different experience playing Final Fantasy VII again. Four different times, three different times.
Your shit has to carry over and everything. It's kind of weird.
That was the fear, are they going to be able to integrate it? But it just, like, think about that. Your favorite games is like, oh, this team's doing this. And then there's a like, fucking guys from Naughty Dog are doing, like, stage 4 and 5. You know, like, that would be fucking awesome. Well, I know it's not that.
I don't want
it's
inconsistency
like
between games where, like, game one sucks, game two is good. Exactly.
We'll see.
My biggest concern is how much they keep the same and how much they change. You know, certain things I'm okay with changing, other things I'm not, right? So, it's all about how
that podcast. That podcast about like the birth of Xbox Live, when they talk about like porting games to PC, and like Bungie like owning the rights to Halo, and Microsoft's like, no, let's bring it to PC, and let like them talking about just keeping the integrity of the game, just like, no, we're not doing that, we're not bringing that, we're not going to make that. Like, you obviously have the rights because you own us to do that, but we're not going to make that.
But we're not doing it.
Yeah, and it's like it has to meet our standards and everything. Like, I don't know. Cool. All right,
pick it. We got one more. He's picking.
Nerdgasm.
So Nerdgasm was 3D printing and Final Fantasy VII.
And my things.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Yeah, you don't care about that. I should have picked it.
I think Spider-Man's bad, man.
I love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is awesome. Like, it might matter to me more when Jack's like balls deep in Spider-Man's ass.
Man,
he's not yet.
These fucking, like, I can't wait to show this shit to Max. You know, like he loves those movies, but he can't watch them yet. You know, start to finish
because he can't pay. He doesn't have the attention.
There's 15
understanding.
Of these and like they're all fit together. Like they're all one big story. It's awesome. It's episodic fucking movies.
So
like,
are you excited
huge
for this
movies.
For yourself or for Max?
Doesn't matter.
I can I feel like myself being more excited about, like, Star Wars is a prime example. For myself, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But being able to show it to my son when he can comprehend a movie is much, much more exciting.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
This is a cool shit around. Yeah. All right, pick one.
DG, tell me a little bit more about your hype when you watched that Final Fantasy VII trailer. Like, you were sitting there going, like...
I just literally got emotional. Like, you know, you get, sometimes you work out real hard or you do something, you kind of like feel more emotional. Just like, and I was just like, I'm watching. It sounds dumb, but like, I was just watching the video and I didn't realize, like, I'm just, like, someone clicked at me. Like, my phone background now is Final Fantasy VII. It's been the same all range mode for like 2 years. And I'm just like,
that's fucking awesome.
I just realized, like, this is actually a big thing in my life. Like, Star Wars is probably, I was telling people how Star Wars is sold out in theaters and like, I go day of any big movie and I get tickets. And I'm like, yeah, but Star Wars is on another level.
Yeah.
And I was realizing, like, okay, Final Fantasy VII, this is on another level for me.
Yeah.
So, like, it just... And then seeing, like, scenes that of places that I had been that were just...
Completely reimagined.
They felt real when I was young because there's a really good graphics back then. and worlds were never that big. But now you're actually like inside, like the standard is different today. So you're actually inside it, like literally, instead of the three-quarter cam, you're kind of like behind the character, and you literally wander around cities. It reminded me of, you know, Fallout 4, they had that scene of Diamond City.
In which one? When you find it?
In all the trailers, it had like, actually it was Nick Valentine walking with his robot hand.
I don't remember.
There was a scene.
Oh, that, yeah, walking like through the street.
To me, it was the coolest scene in the Fallout 4 under trailer. The light. Yeah, it was like this fucking cool sprawling city. It ended up being very small.
Yeah, it is.
But small. Like Final Fantasy was the same thing. You're like in this place and it's this massive city. And I know Midgar has like, you're in the slums and they have this giant plate above you. So like, I know you're just going to look up and there's going to be this massive sprawling like real world that is Final Fantasy. And the actual, and that's just Midgar, which you start, you think it's like a huge part of the game. And then you get out of Midgar and you find out it's just like one small little bit. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
So they're recreating in 3D that you can run through all of these places that we have to know and love so intimately.
Yeah, TJ wins.
You have to, because of how important this is to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You like this game as much as I liked Halo 2 before it came out. Remember going to Dave
Chapman's? Just like any game from like that totally affected us.
Do you remember going to Dave Chapman's house and watching every single Bungie thing on Friday?
Jesus.
Yeah. For what felt like years. I bought this.
What do they call them? VDocs? FIDocs?
Yeah. There was this E3. You used to be able to buy E3 on DVDs. You could watch every single trailer of every game that came out, and it was amazing. And I bought it from EB Games for only the Halo 2 trailer and the Halo 2, like, they played Zanzibar. And I remember just like, holy shit. I would watch it every night. I swear to God, I watched it every night, like before bed, and would think about Halo falling asleep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, number, what is this, 18 now?
20. What's the last one?
Oh, wait, we have 19. We have two more.
Quick. Two more still?
Two more. What has happened? This is the category. To the thing missing most this year.
Ooh. This is, I feel like, a rip on me.
Yeah, I got a pretty big one.
Yeah, you want me to say it?
Say it.
No TJ curated events, cook-offs, or TJ's house.
It is an attack on me.
When's the last time I went to fucking TJ's for a big thing?
A lot of that has to do
with Mario Maker, September.
Even.
Where's the chili cook-offs? Where's the fucking whatever else
you know? What I'll admit to is, as I get older, I'm not planning events. Like, the snowboarding thing, I'm behind the ball on. Like, but now it's become a cabin thing, but I still... summer trips, I used to plan, and I really enjoyed that. But now it's like, not there.
I've always been the leech. You guys plan? Even this,
I
said,
used to love planning, too.
Let me know what you guys are doing. I'll make it happen. Until then, don't talk to me. That's what I always have been like.
I miss getting invited over to TJ's for events. I think we went to Violet's birthday, and that was it this year.
That was a fun time.
It was a fun time.
And a few other lots of random music. Just
a few of us coming over to do the podcast.
Yeah.
TGI Fridays.
Sleeping at your house, waking up in the morning. That hasn't happened in like a couple of years, but that was
fun. It's because of me. I don't stay over.
Well, yeah, I probably wouldn't stay over now.
Yeah.
Now that I wish you guys would. I missed that.
Yeah.
All right. What else has been missing this year?
Oh.
What is the award called? What has happened? What has happened?
I put VR because, like, I think last year I said VR is coming out in the fall because fucking Oculus said that.
What about Dan being an asshole? It's
gone. It's been gone for a while.
Probably only a year.
No, but a couple of years.
Nice, you're a nice guy.
You've been a nice guy for a long time. Nice. Actually, you know when you turned into a nice guy?
No.
I know when.
Baby time.
Do you remember when you came over to my house and said you needed a place to sleep that night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think from then on, you've been like a solid nice guy. But even before that, you've been a nice guy. I don't think you've been a jerk for like a long time. I remember going on a bike ride.
Maybe today was the first. Maybe this year was the first full year.
No. Maybe. No.
I don't know.
I remember going on a bike ride. It was me, you, and Chad. We were riding bikes through LaSalle. And like we were talking about like going to a trip or something like that. And you like got mad at me because I was like, I'm not like... You're like, guys only. It's got to be a guys only trip. And I was like, well, I'm probably going to bring Shelby. This is like, how fucking long ago was that?
Pre-Max.
Definitely pre-Max, yeah. Was it pre-Lana? No.
No way.
But Dan was like, that's fucking stupid. You're dumb. Like, I don't want fucking Shelby there. And we're like, Dan, are you fucking serious? I lived on Hanley. because I went. I had to ride my bike back to Hanley.
You know why?
And like a month later, you lived with me. So I mean, that wasn't like huge, but I remember like Dan's a fucking dick. But I mean, obviously, it wasn't that bad. So I mean, that's the last time, and that was years and years ago. That was probably 5-6 years ago.
It was.
Yeah.
I booted you out of here a few months back.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I think you just wanted to go home.
You
though.
Can't. No, Chad was mad at me. I wanted to smoke.
Can't handle the truth.
I wanted to smoke Jib, and Chad's like, "You can't come here expecting handouts," kind of thing. You were like, "Wouldn't roll a Jib for me," and I was like, "I would have loved to smoke a Jib before this." And you're like, "You said something," and you were like, "Leave then." I'm like, "Okay."
All right, dark road down. We're going down the dark road here. What's so that's not not what's been missing. I would say TJ's hangouts at TJ's house.
No, but you've been good. I overreacted because I was just like, you know what, man? Fuck that, man.
I feel like whoever's house it is I do expect handouts, and I would expect to have something prepared for you guys when you come over.
I try and do jib and
at least jib.
I did a lot of beers in summertime. I'd always have a cooler beer.
Hey, we didn't do that one yet.
What?
Hold on.
Best new thing around.
So wait.
You got to pick.
What has happened? We got. I miss TJ's house most.
TJ's house.
Get your fucking.
I know.
Get your shit together.
Get my passport.
Message received.
I need to get my passport too.
TJ's H.
Let's all go to Red Robin and have a good time.
Oh my
and
God,
then
I miss those days.
Festivities.
All right, last one.
To number two on the list. Best new thing around.
This is a
best new thing in our lives, not including babies.
This is I think this is a great one to close off on.
It is actually.
Best new thing around.
Mm. I'm weak, so I'm gonna go first. I had 3D printer for this one for me.
You've already sold us on a 3D printer.
So. It's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
This is
what did I have
may I say?
Yeah.
This fucking place.
It's one of my nominations.
It's Cabon.
The cab on. And fucking
my house. My house summertime, Chad's house any other time.
Ooh, that pool.
So
the pool's fucking amazing.
That backyard.
Pool's written down. Pool or this place, I'd say, is the best new addition. For sure.
We've recorded here a lot.
I can tell you right now, I'm not sitting in here in the dead of summer. 120 degrees in this fucking sun.
I don't even know if that would be a problem.
There's going to be an AC unit in that corner, man. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be the coolest place.
This place is going to be fucking dope.
The coolest place.
Ice cold.
I plan on making this place, like, it's not even finished. And it's dope as shit. I'm not trying to take away at all from your...
The
pool's amazing. The house is amazing. There's so much possibility for rooms in that house.
Rooms.
We went over there and said, like, what the fuck are you doing not putting your shit here?
Why isn't there a bowling alley in this fucking hallway?
Yeah. Put a pool table in here, dude, and we're all set.
Yeah.
Here's the pool. Here's why. When we have good times at that fucking pool, like, bringing my fucking wife over to that place, like, her, like, having drinks and shit like that, like, the fucking bikini goes on, all that stuff, like, that's not going to happen in this cabin.
Cabon
now. It's not going to happen.
Cabon.
And that is the only thing that separates it. I mean, we may get more months, and I fucking love this fucking place right now. I love it.
So do I. This is a nice... It's easier here. It's outside. It's separate from...
But that paradise, that fucking paradise waiting for us in summertime, man, like...
I like it too, man. You know what's sweet about this?
Titty's always going to be fucking sick.
You know what's sweet, dude?
Wait.
What about it?
We don't have to worry about how loud we are.
That's true.
Exactly what I'm saying.
That's very true.
Separate Jeez. From the house. This my is, house, you know.
This is black niggas only. Black niggas only.
One more time.
That's true.
That's the goal in creating this place when I was like...
This is a man cave.
What do Where I want to do when creating this place?
To hang out, right?
Written on the wall was black niggas only. When developing,
and it's four white boys recording a video game podcast.
All right, well, Chad, you get to pick. I said my piece. Best new thing around. It's got to be one of those two.
Why don't we just call it the homes, like the new houses?
Sure,
I can.
Yeah, because they're equally as amazing. Equally as amazing.
Yeah, they each have their benefits. That's for sure. Well,
I'm banging these out quick because I wrote them
we'll
down.
Do it after
Same
that.
Now.
Let's do it after.
Oh, we'll
do it
after.
Yeah, let's get jibbed and fucking do
it. Back in niggas only.
Why? No, I'll just bang it out. Then we don't have to record anymore.
Well, we do after dark.
Let's get jibbed.
I mean, we're just going to sit back down here.
Yeah, it's 2 seconds.
I got to pee so fucking bad.
Go on. You don't even have to be here.
Okay.
Top 5. Why did I wait so long to watch? Fargo. Easy. Best day of the year? The day my son was born. Right. Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Most excited for a movie ever? Probably Star Wars. I don't really get that excited for movies, but yeah, dope.
It's a big deal.
Favorite episode? Libro. Biggest sense of pride? Like, I feel that 2015 is the year that I became a man. More than any other year in my life. I bought a home. I'm excelling in my career.
Oh, yeah.
I had a son. I'm like, I make more money now than I didn't even know I would make this much money in my
life. Payroll going up, debt going down.
I got a raise today. I got another raise.
Beauty.
Yeah. Yep. It's only 50 cents, whatever. So that was my top five.
Yeah.
Low five. Biggest told you so.
Battlefront.
I said the whole time.
Battlefront.
I think we were all kind of worried.
But I told, I was like,
I think you guys are all like blowing this way out of proportion. Like, Battlefront's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
It's all right. It's good.
It's all right.
It's all right. Not phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
It is to you, but like, you have to understand, like, and it's not a knock on you in any way.
No, but you guys are, like, you always get on my case for like,
it's not me.
You overhyped it, all that shit. No, like,
that's not the case. I was like that with you with Destiny. That is not the case with this. You like this game more than everyone else because you like Star Wars more than everyone else. And it's not a knock on you. Like, you get to live something that you have loved for many, many, many years. I don't share that same love. So I don't get the same experience that you get.
Move on.
Biggest waste of money. I was dying for a game. Everything was just about to come out, and Guitar Hero came out, and I spent $130 to play that fucking for a week.
If it was 60,
it wouldn't have been so bad. But it was. Fuck that. Yeah. Worst caves ever.
The caves.
And the reason why is because I didn't even know what we were going into.
Those caves were sick the first day.
I love them.
No,
they were bad.
They were bad. What I pictured was we're going to have headlamps on, and I was like, you're going to go through some areas where you're still standing, but it's kind of tight, and you got to squeeze through, maybe climb through a little hole, but it's going to open
those
up.
Those caves have changed.
And I was picturing, like, we're walking along a path.
Down.
Honestly, kind of. I picture we're going to walk along a path.
You picture, like, Prometheus.
With, like they water running them. Along the one side of us. And,
I've been
like,
in two caves.
In a cave where I could go, and it would go, that didn't happen.
And I went, and it didn't go,
we were in a fucking hole. That I'm a beast of a man.
It hurt.
It sucked asshole for me. I hated it.
Those caves suck.
How is this game still not out?
Zelda.
No. Fucking space game.
No Reach.
No Man's Sky.
Yep. No Man's Sky. It's a fucking indie game. Release the shit. And most overhyped. What the fuck was I going to say for that?
Battlefront.
No, you already fucking teased
I already teased Battlefront. I didn't tease Battlefront. I just said it's... biggest told you so. I always was saying it's not going to be what you guys want it to be.
And you were wrong, because it is what I wanted.
It's easy to bet bad. I said this before.
It is easy to bet bad.
Overhyped. Oh, Fallout. Overhyped. I mean, it's a wonderful game. It's great. But it's losing steam for me. And, like...
I don't know that it's overhyped, but
when it first came out, like... You would see memes on like sites that aren't even normally about video games saying like...
That's not hype.
The reason why people have taken... Or like, sorry boss, I can't come into work today because I'm sick. And then it just was like a Fallout thing. It was like overhyped. It is hype.
TJ, hold on 5 seconds.
That's it. Done.
Well, that was our All Range Mode Awards.
2015!
It's been swell. We hope you enjoyed yourself listening to this episode of the podcast.
I'm a grind that. I'm a crying.
Go over to allrangemode.com, leave a comment. We really want to know who's listening. So, I mean, even just hit us on Facebook and let us know if you're listening.
We had some feedback this week, but we'll save it for next.
Yeah, it'll happen to get next week. We went a little long.
No, well, Zach just commented on his top games. And
yeah.
If you want to read it, go on the website.
I haven't read it yet.
Hey, Zach, if you want us to talk about your shit on the show, then ask us questions. Yeah, so on Facebook, we're the All Range Mode Podcast. On iTunes, we're the All Range Mode Podcast. AllRangeMode.com is our site. You can find us on Twitter at ARM, A-R-M Podcast. We really hope you reach
sometimes
out.
Sometimes we'll post some shit.
Yes, posting.
Maybe once every 6 months, you'll see someone.
I've been
sharing. If you post shit, we'll be posting shit.
I'll be sharing.
You guys got to fucking initiate.
Where are you at, Paris Davis?
Tell us the kind of episodes you want to hear. Next week, we're going to be reviewing The Force Awakens, so tune in for that. If you have anything that you want to ask us or talk about on the Force Awakens show, let us know. Having said that, thanks for listening again. My name is Joe.
I'm Chad. Hello.
Oh, I'm Dan. Sorry, goodbye.
Oh, I'm TJ.
And that's All Range Mode out.
It's going down. hockey. Little freaks.